when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all you precious Blood River Radio family members out there. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Oh, by the way, this is you're listening to Liberty. You're listening to Blood River Radio, and we are proudly syndicated by Liberty News Radio all over the creation. If they have radio stations on the moon, I'm sure Sam Bushman and Jay and Lizzie have us broadcasting loud and clear on the moon. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and today is the 29th of November, it looks like. It's Thanksgiving weekend, and Will and I discussed about how Thanksgiving, I think Paul Fromm did too, how Thanksgiving had been deplatformed and canceled out by the same old enemy, the guys who wear the tiny hats. Anyway, like I said, my name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. Liberty News Radio is, if you've been following us very long at all, and Blood River Radio, we are a Christian radio show. So I would like to say a quick prayer, if you don't mind, people. I like to do it once in a while, just to kind of, I feel the need to do it since I hate to say me. I don't like the so-called pronouns, but I hate arrogant people. I never want to appear arrogant, but I feel like I need to say it every now and then since I started the Blood River. So anyway, I would like to say a quick prayer, people, if you don't mind, bow your head. Almighty God, the maker of heaven and earth, I come to you tonight to ask you to shine your grace. Give us your grace here, O Lord, and my family, my blood family, my dear family, my dear warriors that are fighting this battle with me, like Will, who's on tonight, and Paul and Gene, who will be later. Please give us, Lord, give us the grace, because nothing we can ever do, Lord, can earn our salvation, can earn us into heaven. Even our good deeds are likened to filthy rags in the eyes of the Lord. That's true. It's absolutely true. Nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do to earn your way into heaven. But Lord, I would ask you to, like I say, to shine your grace down on us, Lord. And I'd like to ask you to please, please give us grace, strength, wisdom, and courage to do your battle. And most of all, give us the spirit of obedience and the love of you, O Lord. And Lord, I want to ask you this. Help us, Lord, to kill your enemy. Help us to kill those people that hate you, oh my God. Those, my God, my dear Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is said, I've heard these mealy-mouthed people say that God is love. Well, yes, God is love. But let me tell you what, God hated Esau in the womb. Oh, Lord, you loved Jacob, but you hated Esau in the womb. And Lord, I hate your enemy with a perfect hatred, as the psalm says. The psalm said, Lord, I hate your enemies with a perfect hatred. And we do. We hate those enemies, oh God. We don't love those enemies. And Lord, if you will, give us the strength. Let me live until the war is coming, until it boils over. And Lord, let me participate in it, God. And God, I know I must die someday. And so if you will, Lord, let me die with my rifle and my sword in my hand, fighting these godless heathen God haters, Lord. And Lord, I tell you what, I'm going to end the prayer with that right there, Lord. Give us your grace. Forgive us of all of our sins. Bless Blood River Radio. Bless Liberty News Radio. Bless Lizzie and Jay and Sam and Will and all the people that are involved in this battle. And also, Lord, please bless our people that keep us on this radio. And I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear people, amen. I know that's not an orthodox prayer, but that's the best I could do because I'm always getting too emotional. Thank you, Will. Also, we always give credence and love and credit to our donors to keep us on the air. The never-failing Miss Buddy, she sent us a very nice donation this month, as she does every month. Mr. Buddy, bless his heart, he's gone on with the Lord. And Miss Buddy is following up in his footprints, and she donates to us every single month. We also have, thank you, Miss Buddy. I talked to her just yesterday. Also, we'd like to ask Biscuit. There's nobody else on earth like Biscuit. I've never known anybody like him. Biscuit is huge in keeping Blood River Radio going. And we also have something planned big this year. And without Biscuit, there would be no plans. It's that simple. But anyway, I'd like to thank you, Biscuit. I'd like to thank you, Miss Buddy, for your never-ending support of Blood River Radio, helping us pay our time and things like that that we have to have. Anyway, thank you. Thank you, folks. Thank you, Miss Buddy, and thank you, Biscuit. I'd like to give you a quick outline right now. It's going to be me and Will Franklin, a mighty warrior, guts of a lion. He's going to be on with me in first and second hour. Second hour, we're going to pick up Paul Fromm. We were going to have Ben Walker on. He's sick. He has fever. I thought we needed to rotate him in. I like to keep people rotating out so that, you know, to show loyalty and keep them in the family. And you never know when I could be sick, Will could be sick, and Paul could be sick, and we have to run people in to keep Blood River Radio has to go on. I'm not just the person to found Blood River Radio, founded the sucker, but I cannot possibly do this. I'm just one little cog in the machine, folks. I'm nothing special. I'm just here with a mission. Anyway, let's see. What else have I got? Okay. So of course, Gene Andrews. I got the note right here. Gene Andrews, a.k.a. the Bitter Ender, will be carrying this third hour. He always does it in an excellent way. Well, people, I'm going to start off. I'm going to drop most of my mate palm in about 10-15 minutes, and then the younger, smarter Will take over. Anyway, but I'm going to mention this right here. We talked about it the last week. I'm going to mention something you've heard me talk about before. I'm going to talk about the Ayn Rand Conference, the American Renaissance Conference that was up 2 weeks ago. I think it was 2 weeks ago, at Montgomery Bell, Tennessee. Hang on a second. Let me fix my seat, folks. That's a place I'm all too familiar with. They had Ayn Rand up there. And Jared Taylor and all these wonderful intellectuals from all over creation with all these wonderful speeches. So it's just there's one thing they always leave out of their speeches. Something they never do. They never name the Jew. And I'll tell you something else. I've talked to my good friend going all the way back to the 70s, Dr. David Duke, who's battling cancer right now. And I tell you what, me and Dr. Duke disagree on some things. Sometimes I say he's a pacifist, you know, because he doesn't believe in violence. I do. I do believe in violence. And it will come. If violence is going to come to us. Anyway, that's another thing. But I tell you what, I have an unending admiration for Dr. David Duke. Like I said, we've been friends for years and years and years. I talked to him last week and I asked him point blank, David, did you get barred from the Ayn Rand conference? Yes, he did. I said, is it because you spoke up against the Jew? You named the Jew. Yes, he thinks that was what it was about. So, people, I'm gonna get off with this this point as best I can. We're going to name the Jew. If you don't, you can give 50 speeches from PhDs from all over the world, and you know what? It's just hot air. It's empty. It's like decaf coffee, alcohol-free beer. It's like trying to breed a horse that's been castrated. It ain't going to work. We're going to name the Jew, and we'll probably run out of time, but I'm going to finish naming a bunch of them before we go to Will. We'll be going to a break in just a minute, but if you will, be patient. I'm going to name some of these Jews. And I get these flyers. I've had them for a long time. I'll pass them out. They come from the Goyim Defense League. Anyway, please be patient. Here's one flyer I have. I'm going to start naming some flyers. Every single aspect of the hedge fund industry of Jewish. Out of the top 10 American hedge funds, 6 were founded and run by Jews. Currently, out of the top 20 hedge fund managers, 11 are Jewish. Okay. Every single aspect of feminism is Jewish. I have the flyer here with 15 names of the people who founded and run feminism. It's Jewish. Every single aspect of BlackRock is Jewish. It's got their names right here listed. I can't read them. I gotta read all their names, but you can get them. If you go, and people, I hear the music, and we're going to finish these reading these names of these Jews, because we're going to name the Jew. It's always Jews all the time. So we'll be right back, folks, naming the enemy as soon as we come back. So hang on to your seats. Short break.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard-right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Step into the boots of the American West with Range Magazine, where grit meets grace. This is a front row seat to the stories, struggles, and triumphs of ranchers, farmers, and stewards of the land. From jaw-dropping photography to no-nonsense reporting, Range brings you the untold tales of life on the range. Whether you're a city dweller with a cowboy's heart or living life where the pavement ends, Range speaks to the soul of the West. Subscribe today at rangemagazine.com.
The Ennis is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Dear Blood River Radio, time is money, and we don't have a whole lot of time. I'm going to reread those other two leaflets, and plus I'm going to go through the whole bundle of the ones I have. And believe it or not, the bundle I have, that's not all of them. But you'll get the picture. Every single aspect of feminism is Jewish. It's got the 15 names here. Every one of these flowers I'm naming to you people, I'm calling out to you, have names on them. And if you doubt what I'm saying, if you like one of these flowers, you can send me an email, eddie@bloodriverradio.com, and I will gladly get you some of these flowers. So you can go ahead and call me a liar, but once you get these flowers, you will not be able to. Anyway, like I said, every single aspect of feminism is Jewish. Every single aspect of the hedge fund industry is Jewish. Every single aspect of BlackRock is Jewish. And it's got the names listed. It's got the people, the names on here with the photographs on these leaflets. Here's one that's dear to my heart because I was there the day JFK got assassinated. I was in homeroom at Longview Junior High. Every single aspect of JFK assassination is Jewish. Every single aspect of Trump's campaign funding is Jewish. Here's another flower. Every single aspect of pornography hookup culture is Jewish. It names, looks like 20 names here. And with their pictures, every single aspect of mass immigration is Jewish. Every single aspect of the slave trade was Jewish. Every single aspect of Disney child grooming is Jewish. Let's go, Brandon. Every single aspect of the Biden administration was Jewish. every single aspect of baby penis sucking is Jewish. They do that when they do that, not the bar mitzvah, when they bring these baby boys in Jewish, they circumcise us. And the rabbis, they did. They literally put their mouth on there and suck the blood out. And they do that. That's what these sick vampire Jews do. Every single aspect of the Jewish Talmud is satanic. Here's just a few. I'm just going to read a few quotes here. All non-Jewish children are animals. When a Jew murders a non-Jew, there will be no death penalty. It goes on. The Jews must destroy books of Christians, like the New Testament. And it goes on and on and on and on. This every single aspect of the Jewish Talmud. That's just a few quotes from the Jewish Talmud. But they hate. They hate God. They hate His Son Jesus. They hate Christians. They hate us. Every single aspect of the Ukrainian Jewish war is Jewish. Ukrainian Russian war. Every single aspect of the Ukrainian Russian war is Jewish. Every single aspect of gun control is Jewish. Every single aspect of the Federal Reserve is Jewish. Every single aspect of communism is Jewish and was Jewish. Every single aspect of 9/11 was Jewish. Every single aspect of LGBT movement is Jewish. Every single aspect of the media is Jewish. Every single, who is responsible for the COVID-19 vaccine? Jews, 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 Jews. CDC director, deputy director, the chief of staff, the chief medical officer, the director of Washington office, on and on and on and on. The senior COVID advisor, they were all Jewish. And folks, that's just, here's a couple more. I didn't see these. Every single aspect of USA politics is Jewish, and it gives you who they are, where they're located in their departments. People, and that's not all of them. That's a nice sampling of leaflets. But when you go to some places like American Renaissance Conference, and they give you all these wonderful speeches and tell you to be proud that you're white, don't believe that. That is just. I'll say this one thing about Jared Taylor. I wish Jared Taylor would come to Christ. I really and truly do wish he would, because if he would, he would be a very powerful force for our movement, for Christians. I just don't see any way that he could ever extricate himself from the Jews that have sucked him in and paid him off and bought him. Hell, he might be Jewish, for all I know. And I've heard it from very good, very reliable sources. Is he married to a Jew? Well, he's not married. He's in the parlance, he's shacking up with a woman who's had what I think they've had a couple of Jew kids. Because if your wife is Jewish, if the woman you're living with is Jewish, then the children are considered Jewish. Anyway, that took quite a while, Will, but I wanted to get that over. Why? I don't go to Ayn Rand if they would let me down anyway. But do you see what I'm talking about there? I mean, I consider Jared Taylor and Ayn Rand one of the most dangerous outfits we have out there. They lead many of our young guys coming in that haven't been exposed to the truth yet. The power and influence of Jews, they suck them in. I've also heard Warren Balog and his guy that sets him a co-host with him to say that you go up there and there's always a bunch of Jews with money and young guys coming mm-hmm. trying to start a newspaper, trying to start radio shows. They're handed out money. And there's also always a bunch, and I've heard Rich Hamlin talk about this. I've seen it with my own eyes, too. There's usually a nice cadre of young homosexuals up there, too, trying to get favors, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, Will, I'm going to turn this thing back over to you now and let you take off with just what I said.
Well, I'm going to run with it. You passed me the ball, and I'm going to make some. Eddie was talking about the major media. Well, all the things that Eddie said, but from a little bit of historical context, I'm just going to name off some organizations, Eddie. I swear to the people listening to us, Eddie and I didn't get together on this. This wasn't pre-planned. This isn't a conspiracy. This is just two fellas talking. But I'm going to name off some organizations, Eddie. You ready? The NAACP, the Congress of Racial Equality, better known as CORE, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, the SCLC, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, the ACLU, and that's all here in the United States, and people from the South should be very, very familiar with this if you're a white man in the South. Now I'm going to say some things like this. How about the African National Congress in South Africa? And I'll just stop there because I'm going to tell you, there's one common thread on all those organizations that I just said. All of those organizations were centered around black people. They were centered around black people, but folks, they were all created and underwritten by Jews. Every last one of them. And they were done for one reason, and that was to agitate the white Christian America, to create chaos, to foment chaos and riots in the street. This came directly out of the Highlander Folk School in Mont Eagle, Tennessee, that in itself was an arm of the Communist Party of the United States. If you go back and look at the founder of that, his father was an active member of the Communist Party, and he himself was a communist educator. And they brought blacks from all over the Southeast in, where they were indoctrinated with just Marxist communist education, and sent back into their respective states and communities amongst the black population, and they found the pulpits, Eddie, your Martin Luther Kings, your Hosea Williams, your John Lewis's, all of these people that went back, your Medgar Evers, that went back just to agitate and raise hell in their local communities. And, Eddie, this didn't come out of Arkadelphia, Arkansas. This didn't come out of Birmingham, Alabama. This didn't come out of Atlanta, Georgia. It came out of New York City. It came out of the mouths of rabbis and the people pulling the strings. And I hate to bang the drum every week, Eddie, but this isn't conspiracy theory. It's fact. If you go back and look, people, it's not even hidden anymore. It's right there for you to look. You know, the big thing was made about these freedom riders that came down to the South. They came down to educate the poor black men as to what their rights were. Well, Eddie, none of them was named O'Reilly or Kelly or, you know, Miller or Franklin. They all had names like Schwerner and, you know, that sort of thing. And that's because they were Jews. They were sent down to agitate, to create chaos. And I would submit to you now, and if you look at what's going on in the United States right now, the policies that have led to this mass immigration, all the chaos that we have going on in the country right now, some of the nonsense that's coming out of Washington, D.C., it's the same old players, Eddie. It's the same thing that has happened for the last 60, 100, 120, 150 years, going back to the carpetbaggers that got pushed down into the South to rape and pillage and destroy the Southern culture, Eddie. It's the same old players. So when you talk about, Eddie, the Jews, and you're talking about the ones that are controlling the media and controlling the corporate businesses out there, well, I'm going to jump right in there with you, Eddie, and say they're also controlling the churches, they're controlling the universities, every little aspect of life. And I don't want to say this to be alarmist, to scare people. It's education, because you don't know what to squash until you learn what it is. And I'm telling you, all fingers point back to one group of people. And I had a great conversation this morning, Eddie, about Russia and the Ukraine war and that sort of thing. And I want to tell you, we talked about this in the past. This war over there that's been going on, this has been a war against our people. This is our kith and kin that have been killing each other, and they've been killing each other under false pretenses by the same usual suspects, the men that wear the little hats. And it looks like it's coming to an end, thank God, but I will tell you, you were talking about the vampires. These people live off of the energy of the bloodletting of our people. That is what has had them. That is what energizes them. And they steal from us. They kill us. And it is high time that we call a spade a spade. You know, you were talking about Mr. Jared Taylor. I've never met the man, and I'll do okay if I never meet him. That's not going to hurt my feelings too much. But it is high time for our people not to point fingers at false enemies, but to get to the root of the matter. Point it at our enemy and the enemy of our God, and it is specifically told to us who that is. And it's high time we live by that truth.
We're going to go to the bottom of our break, and you're on fire as usual, brother. We'll be right back, folks, and we'll continue this broadcast in just a few minutes.
You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from Town Hall, I'm Mary Rose. A software fix has airlines around the world canceling and delaying flights.
Both U.S. and European aviation safety agencies are requiring airlines to install a software update on the Airbus family of A320 aircraft. Airbus said Friday that the examination of a JetBlue plane that suddenly dropped in altitude last month revealed that intense solar radiation may corrupt data critical to functioning of flight controls. I'm Donna Warder.
Authorities are looking into who may be responsible for a massive fire in Hong Kong that has killed scores of people.
There's also a police investigation as well as an anti-corruption investigation going on against the contractors who may or may not be responsible for this fire. They were doing renovation work at the apartment blocks.
The forecast calls for snow in much of the northern U.S. Correspondent Jennifer King has more.
Residents are clearing off snow and the plows are busy in Lowville, a village in northern New York. WWNY reports that Lewis County Sheriff Michael Carpinelli has issued a travel advisory due to the poor road conditions and blowing snow. Winter weather awaits many travelers in the northern U.S. this Thanksgiving weekend. The National Weather Service has extended storm warnings and advisories from New York to Montana. Forecasters warn that squalls could produce whiteout conditions. Iowa and Illinois are expected to get the brunt of it, from 6 inches to a foot of snow by Saturday night. I'm Jennifer King.
Northwestern University has agreed to pay $75 million to the U.S. government in a deal with the Trump administration to end a series of investigations and restore hundreds of millions of dollars in federal research funding. President Trump's administration had cut off $790 million in grants. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, life moves fast. Staying sharp, focused, and clear-headed isn't always easy. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor has developed something brand new, Think Factor. Think Factor is made to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that unlocks mental clarity and precision, nurtures your memory, boosts your attention. With Think Factor, brain power and performance finally meet for lasting daily results. Supercharge your memory, mental sharpness. Your brain is your most valuable asset, powering your creativity, focus, and daily performance. If you're feeling mentally foggy, give it a try. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, it was a game changer for me. Look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works for you. If you've ever thought you want to be more clear, more focused, call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Are you ready to stand up for your community and support your local sheriff? Join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association and become a vital member of the Sheriff's Citizens Posse. At CSPOA.org, we empower citizens like you through weekly webinars, arming you with the knowledge to back your constitutional county sheriff. Together, we can uphold our Constitution and ensure liberty and justice for all. Your community needs you now more than ever.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I would just like to go back and reiterate. There's one thing, I probably should say this every program, every broadcast. We don't consider this a show. We consider it a broadcast like Radio Free Europe was back in the late 50s and early 60s when I was up and coming. When I went from childhood into early teens and then later mid-teens and into the old nom-nom. But anyway, where was I going with that? I get these rabbit trails. I forget myself. Anyway, we were talking about Jewish power and influence. And listen, this program's our flagship purposes program has never changed and never will. It is to fight global white genocide. That's been going on for years and years and years. It actually started in the Garden of Eden when Satan lured Eve into taking that out of biting the apple. It's nothing new, but it's really picking up speed in our time. So our purpose is to fight global white genocide. And the group leading global white genocide right now is the same group that's been for millennia the son of their father, the devil, the Jews. Biscuit coined a term I've never forgotten. He says Jews are the officer corps, Satan's officer corps. They do his work here on earth. I mean, it's scriptural. I won't give you all the scriptures, but that's true. But anyway, we'll just mention something about the Jeffrey Epstein thing. It's been around a long time. And I'd like to say this, Blood River Radio, we came on the scene in 2018. I did have a timeline of Jeffrey Epstein when I think he was first, I think he first came to attention around 2006 or 2016. He was arrested in Florida for a family of a 14-year-old girl. She had complained to her family, the 14-year-old girl, that Jeffrey Epstein had molested her. Come to find out, mainly high school age girls came forth and said that Epstein had hired them to give him sexual massages in his mansion, if I remember right, if memory serves. And that's how he got busted. But get this, the prosecutor of the state of Florida, I think he might have been, he was the attorney general of Florida. He might have been the federal attorney general. This is pretty sketchy, y'all, but it's accurate. He made a sweetheart deal because Jeffrey Epstein, he's a financier. Unending amounts of money. It's come forth now. Well, for a long time. I mean, which one of you people out there have not known that Jeffrey Epstein was working for the Mossad, that he was not an Israeli agent? I mean, we've known that for years. But anyway, Blood River Radio kind of busted that before the major news people did. Back in 2018, I remember telling Matt and Jacob Tyler, hey, this is going to be big. And we kind of dropped the ball on it. We didn't do as good as we should have. And within a few months after we talked about it, it became big. But anyway, Epstein's in, as we say, Epstein is big in the news right here recently, and supposedly Trump has been fighting him tooth and nail. I'm just going to say this right here. It's my opinion that President Trump is a tool of the Jews, like what politician here in the United States isn't. And I think probably the reason that he fought tooth and nail to keep this Epstein thing coming forth to the mainstream news is because it would be found out by the dim bulbs out there, like the Southern Baptists. When they found out, people told them that Jeffrey Epstein was an Israeli agent, they say, "Duh, you really? Are you surely not? You know, they're God's chosen people. They're our best allies in the Middle East." Trump was probably, in my opinion, was trying to protect his Jew buddies, the Israeli Jews, because the Israelis and the Jews, because even probably not, but even the Southern Baptist, if they found out that Jeffrey Epstein was running a sting program of these big-time politicians, these big-time billionaires, like Bill Clinton, like Donald Trump, and like pick a name of a lot of these politicians and big Hollywood actors have been. He was Jeffrey Epstein's clientele, having sex with these underage girls and probably underage boys too. I know Dick Cheney supposedly went that way. Rest his soul. But anyway,
may he burn in hell.
Yes, may he, absolutely, may he burn in hell. But like you said, Will, it's kind of old news, but I think we should probably revisit that. And supposedly, is it Pam Bondi? And I won't, I'll just say the bitch, other than the other word.
Sure.
Supposedly, she's had a list of the clientele on her desk, but if she does, it'll probably never get out. So what do you think about all that stuff, Will?
Well, I'll hit it. I'll start with the Epstein thing, and I was mentioning to Eddie at the break, this isn't anything new. Eddie's right. I mean, this is the same old stuff. Going back to the Garden of Eden, but as far as Jeffrey Epstein goes, and his female consort Ghislaine Maxwell, which again is not her real name. Her father was a huge newspaper man out of England, who himself was a Jew, and name wasn't Maxwell. The actual Jewish name escapes me right now. But there is no doubt, and I don't think there's really ever been any doubt in anybody's mind of where these ties go back to. And Eddie mentioned something that I think is very telling, and that was just this what seemed like endless stream of money that Jeffrey Epstein had, that he was able to wine and dine and all of this kind of nonsense. Well, you know, that's the price of doing business when you're getting intelligence and when you're corrupting elected officials, that sort of thing. That you get an endless stream of money. And I was telling Eddie, and I'll just briefly jump on this because I think one of the most evil men who ever served in any type of elected office in the United States, specifically the White House, was Lyndon Baines Johnson. LBJ was incredibly corrupt, moral corrupt, just a corrupt human being. I'm ashamed that he's from the state that I live in the state of Texas. But I will tell you, part of the corruption of LBJ came from a woman named Matilda Krim, K-R-I-M. And Matilda Krim was an Italian-born Jew. Her husband was actually the chief financial officer for the Democrat Party. He was a New York Jew. And they infiltrated LBJ and the White House. And there is many a speculation that LBJ and Mrs. Krim were together romantically. But what is undeniably true is the Krims spent an awful lot of time with LBJ. And once again, folks, look this up. It's not anything that's a conspiracy theory. There is no doubt that Matilda Krim arranged numerous mistresses for LBJ and his parties, his associates, his friends, on his ranch in Texas, in the White House itself, on boats, luxury yachts, and this sort of thing. And this went on for years and years and years. So what has now come out that we know is the Krims also had an open pipeline to Tel Aviv and the Mossad, that they regularly were reporting back to the state of Israel, who was at these parties, sharing intelligence, sharing photographs, that sort of thing. And so when we think about the USS Liberty, and we think about what was allowed to happen there, and you remember the quote from LBJ when he said he's not going to embarrass his closest allies because of a bunch of sailors. Folks, that is exactly what's happening now. When you think America first and us getting sold out is nothing new, This was the LBJ's administration, and he was bought and paid for by the Israelis. He became the president of the United States, in my humble opinion, because we had a president in JFK that wasn't going to allow this. He was going to take the CIA and rip it apart, because the CIA is the Mossad, and he was going to rip that apart. We know how JFK felt of the central banks and that sort of thing, and he didn't get to live anymore. And LBJ was put into place, and from the very beginning, the LBJ administration, it was maybe the first 100% Jewish presidency that we had, and we've had many since then. But if you look at the similarities of what's going on in America right now with all of these supposed Epstein files and that sort of thing, well, you fill in the blank, Eddie, because I'm going to tell you, this has been going on in Washington, D.C. for decades, and it's the same group of people.
Yes, it is.
The Jewish players and the Mossad.
You hit it right on the head. We've got to go to our last break at the first hour, but I'll just always say, I'll say it when we come back. People, hang on your seats. It's going to be a short break. You don't have a lot of time, so get back. Don't be late.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death. Like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I tell you what, Will uncorked a lot. He's getting ready to uncork some more. But as he was talking a minute ago, I was just kind of doodling, they call it, and I was writing Bernard Baruth, a.k.a. Matilda Krim, LBJ, Epstein, the CIA equals the Mossad, controls the central bank, the Dimona nuclear plant we talked about, and like Will said, Will, tell us about, let me shut the hell up. You're gracious to come on here. I was going to say that it's always Jews all the time. All these people you mentioned, all the reasons, all these things happen is Jew. And what Will told you is 100% correct. JFK and Defense Secretary Robert McNamara said they wanted that GD ship on the bottom of the ocean because they didn't want to embarrass our Israeli allies, our people that pulled the strings of our puppeteers.
That's right.
And they wanted to start a war with Egypt. In fact, they had the planes on the carrier. I think it was the America, who Admiral Geis was the one who he was the good guy who controlled the carrier fleet. And they were getting ready to nuke Egypt and all this stuff. But then we talked about, I'm going to shut up, Will. Go ahead, tell them a bit about that. We talked about, Will, about the CIA, the Mossad, the Central Bank. What I was really interested in is the nuclear plant, the JFK. Tell them about JFK and the nuclear plant.
there was all kinds of intelligence. You know, obviously this is in that 1959 to 1963 time frame of when JFK was becoming president, and John Kennedy, being a good Irishman, was very cautious in his dealings with the state of Israel, and several times it was recorded and attributed to John Kennedy, where he said 100% absolutely that he would not allow the state of Israel to get nuclear weapons. He would not allow it. And I think I'm saying it right, is the Dimona or the Dimuna nuclear facility there in Israel. And to make it a very long story short, Eddie and I were talking about this during the break. Kennedy was very clear in that he did not like what the CIA was doing. He did not like the black government, what we call the deep state nowadays, and the undermining of the American agenda. He didn't like what was happening there in Israel, and he didn't like the manipulation of money. There was all these different things. And then he found himself dead in Dallas, Texas. Coincidentally, the home of Lyndon Johnson. And long story short, Eddie, if you look at the timeline, it was very quick after that November day, a week ago today, was the anniversary. He found himself dead there in Dallas. And very shortly thereafter, in 1964, the state of Israel had nuclear weapons. It was almost as if the man that became president put them on a boat and floated them right across the ocean, right there to the state of Israel. And they had nuclear weapons from that point forward. And also something I would say in this, Eddie, I'll put this in there, and this is Will's commentary. I don't want to lay this on Eddie, but it was awful convenient, because I really believe, and I'm going to go off on just a quick tangent on this. We are warned in scripture time and time again about, magicians and sorcerers and witches, and the Jews are talked about in the New Testament as far as their superstitions and their fables and that sort of thing. And I like to equate it to the old shell game, the old pea game under the shells. And the way that a good practitioner of the shell game gets you every time is he gets you to pay attention of what he's doing with his right hand, when in actuality, the left hand is palming the pea. Well, that's all the Jews do, people. It's the hidden hand of the Jews. They get us so worked up on what this hand's doing, we don't see what the hidden hand's doing. And when they got the nuclear weapon, when that went across the world there, and they were able to start refining and manufacturing their own nuclear weapons, Lyndon Johnson gave us the president, the worldwide president of the Gulf of Tonkin. And
yes,
very quickly, we got ourselves involved in a war in Southeast Asia that Eddie knows all too well. And our treasure, our American young lives and blood, went to a place we had no business. The French told us we had no business going there. It was going to be a war that we couldn't win. And all eyes turned to the South China Sea and Southeast Asia. And Eddie, we didn't pay one lick of attention for the next 10, 15 years to what was going on in Israel, which gave them more than enough time to build up a formidable arsenal of nuclear weapons. We could care less, because all of our eyes were turned that way. And Eddie, what I'm saying, my commentary on that is, they've done that to us time and time and time again. It's happening right now. You know, the Ukraine war, the Russia war is supposedly coming to an end very soon. It looks like that's going to be coming to an end. That's the way everything's pointing. But meanwhile, Israel invaded Syria again this week. In northern Syria, across from the Golan Heights, they murdered 13 people. They just sent F-35s across the border and indiscriminately just started murdering people. And then you got people in Palestine that is on video for everybody to see with your own eyes, folks, your own lying eyes of these folks coming out, non-combatants, with their hands raised, surrendering to the IDF. And the IDF just mows them down and kills them in cold blood. Well, how do you get that scrubbed out of the people's eyes, Eddie? Well, you give them something like the Ukraine war is going to come to an end, and we all want to pay attention to that. Or we want to pay attention to, you know, a hotel burning down in Hong Kong or some nonsense. Folks, there's one enemy, and it's been the same enemy since the beginning of time. And we've got to stop getting distracted, Eddie. We have to be laser focused. And I know we're coming to the bottom, and Eddie, I'm straying off, and I want to talk about Pam Bondi.
You're great.
Because we need to talk about that, but we need to be laser focused. And I want to say something, and I want our people to listen to me on this, because this is coming from the bottom of my heart, Eddie. I am not a violent man by nature, and I don't think any of us are. Our people, Eddie, are people that just want to be left alone. We want to raise our families. We want to raise our crops. We want to play with our dogs. We want to go kill a deer. We want to go knock a dove out of the sky. We want to be left alone. That is the traditions of our people. But when we are riled, when it comes to us, we have no choice but to defend ourselves. So what I'm saying to our people is, people, we should be nonviolent, but we should be prepared to meet violence with violence. Violence is all around us. It has happened on the streets this week in Washington, D.C. It's just, look at our country, people. We are surrounded by racial strangers. We are 53 million is what Trump is saying. 53 million people is what Trump is saying that are here illegally. That happened this week, Eddie. I thought it was 20 million. I thought it was 30 million. Trump says it's 53 million. That is what's surrounding us, not to mention the homegrown folks that are aligned with those 53 million people that hate me, that hate you because of the way we look. So double that. Say it's 100 million people, Eddie. Folks, if you don't think they don't want to see you dead in the street, your children dead in the street, if you don't think they want it to look like London or Belfast, where these invading bastards are raping your children and stealing what you got, folks, that is the plan for here. And my question is, what are you going to do? Are you going to sit on your hands and let it happen? Is that what we are, our Americans are supposed to do? Is that the heritage that our fathers and our grandfathers and our great-grandfathers left? Did they leave Tennessee and Kentucky to go into the Ohio territories to fight the Indians and fight the winters and cut down the wilderness in order to create civilization for our people, only for us to sit with our hands folded saying, you know what, my good Judeo-Christian pastor says I'm just going to let go and let God. He'll take care of this. I'm just going to pray that no harm comes to us. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you, in my Bible, it says faith without works is nothing. Faith without works is nothing. And I want you to have faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because gosh knows that's what keeps us going. But call on King David, who said, the Lord my God makes my hands for war. He makes my fingers for battle. It is time that we put steel back in our spine and say, it's coming, and by God, let it come in my time. I am ready. And if you're not ready to say that, then you need to check your soul, look in the mirror, and find out where that man that should be there is. Eddie, the time is coming, and we've got to be ready.
Amen to everything you said. And you gave out a part of the solution. You know, we always talk about Blood River Radio being, we're always about solutions at the end of the day. And Will is exactly, absolutely right. We need to be prepared for when the violence hits. If you look back in history, every nation in the world, and every land that did become a nation, sooner or later they had to either fight and kill to become a nation, or had to fight and kill to try to maintain their nationhood. And people, we've run completely out of time with this first hour. We'd like to pick up some of this from the second hour, because we really touched on a lot of important topics. But anyway, it's going to be about 4.5 minute break. We're going to bring Paul Fromm on. So whatever you need to do, use the restroom, get coffee, go ahead and do it. But don't be gone over about 4.5 minutes. Be right back, folks.